How many brought their charts with them? Well, we got a few. Well, I got a few more that Joe, if you want one, hold your paddy up and he'll give you one. I went and got some more printed. Last time we talked on it or approached it or whatever you want to say, we were talking about eternity past and on our chart we see our study text, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And on your chart, over on the left-hand side, there's another scripture text of our study. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to the Israelites, he says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now that's what the Lord Jesus told the Israelites, and that's what he tells us today too. And through his Holy Spirit and the Apostle Paul and Timothy, he told us to study. And tonight we try to do a little bit of studying and see if we can come up with a little bit of information, of a little bit of knowledge that might help our Christian walk. When we study God's Word, we want to not only have a head knowledge, but we want to have a knowledge that will change our experience as we go out and meet other people. And so that's what you want to have in mind as you look up these scriptures and you think about them. And last time I was up and we looked at this, we talked about eternity past, and we're going to still talk about that tonight a little bit. And we talked about God and God the Father, and there's one verse in Isaiah that you need to have underlined in your Bible, very important, and that's Isaiah 57:15, and we weren't going to talk about that, but you jot that down and look it up later on. So in our chart just below the throne of God there, we see the big word Lucifer. And you can follow that little dotted line, and it changes to Satan, and it goes across. And Lucifer was the anointed cherub. And let's look up Ezekiel 28:14 and read it and see what it says. Ezekiel 28:14-15. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Yes, Lucifer was the anointed cherub, but you know, pride got in, and in Isaiah 14 we read, and pride overcame the anointed cherub. Isaiah 14 and 12 through 17 we read, how art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Pride got in, and he was going to exalt himself. And here we see we got five I wills, you know. And these I wills also come into yours and my life. And we want to be careful when the word I did this, or I will have this, or I want this. You know, we want to put that down, because that's the seeds of pride. And as Christians, we want to guard against that. And here, Lucifer had these. I will ascend. I will be like. And he isn't satisfied to be like, but he's going to be above the Most High God. You know. And so we, as children of God, want to watch out that the big I don't get mixed up in our life and in our attitude down here. And in 1 Peter 5, 6, we read, and this is what the Holy Spirit says through the mouth of Peter. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that ye may exalt you in due time. And that's what the Spirit is saying to you and I tonight. If you want to be exalted, if you want to gain ground, we must humble ourselves. And in due time, the Lord will exalt us. Maybe not in the way that you and I might want, but here it says, humble yourselves, and in due time ye shall be exalted. And you know, someday we're going to be reigning with the Lord, so we'll be an exalted there as well. So we want to watch out for pride in our life. And here Lucifer, he was going to be like the Most High God and was cast down. He was brought down. In Isaiah 14, 15 and 17, Isaiah 14, verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? And you know, if we exalt ourselves, we're going to be brought low. And Lucifer was cast down, and he was cast out of heaven, and he's the prince and the power of the air. And we see on our chart, if you watch that dotted line, and Satan is the prince of the power of the air, and he's right out in the world today trying to get a hold of everybody that he can, that he might cast them down like he was cast down. And someday he's going to be put in the bottomless pit. And you know, this chart is like a graph. We'll stop a minute. You know, you see a graph like on stocks or how business has gone, you know. And that's what this chart is about, too, that you can get a visual picture of what is happening right now and what will happen in the future. And that's the point of having a picture like this in a chart, that you can follow it in your eyes as well as in your ears. In Ephesians 2, we read, Ephesians 2:2, it says this. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And yes, Satan is the prince of power of the air, and he's the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And he works in the children of God who are disobedient to God and do not follow God good too. He'll get at you and I if we let him. And then also in John 12:31 it says, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Yes, Satan, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, is the prince of this world. And he's the one that is about, going about. And we see in 2 Corinthians 4:3 that he's the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 and 4. Verse 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, of Christ, whom is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes, he's the god of this world, and if you think that you're immune from him, beware. Because he's the prince and he's the power of the air. And he was cast down. Thinking of being beware, 1 Peter 5:8, you and I need to watch out of this prince. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. And this is what it says. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And you know, he's looking to devour you and I, those who have trusted their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it says he's going about. You know, once we had a job and we had a little thievery going on, we put a dog in there and we asked the policeman, all right, yeah. You know, that dog was a deterrent. You know, they wouldn't come near that place because that dog jumped up on the fence and put his hands like out like this and barked. You know, and then people would cross the street and go down the other side. You know, they're looking for a different place that's easier to get at than where that dog is, you see. Now, here, the devil is looking about for Christians who are not guarded, have not guarded their souls by reading God's word, by praying, maybe by looking at the wrong things. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And as we take things into our mind and heart, that's how we're going to react. And you know, we need to read God's word and we need to live a guarded life so that roaring lion will not get us. You know, if we have a fence around us, or if the lion is fenced in, we're not so afraid of him. You know, so if as God's children, if we build a fence around our lives by reading his word, by prayer and communion and good songs and all the good things that we can put into our life, that roaring lion will just go right by us and attack somebody else. So we want to beware of this prince and this power of the air. So a little incident about that just this morning. Don and I went up yesterday to Home Depot to take advantage of a 10% discount, and we were going to buy some fans, and they had a 20% off too, and so we loaded them all on the cart and we got down to the gate, and oh, the 10% didn't start till today. That was yesterday we went there. So the lady says, oh, we'll just pile this up there and leave it set there. So tomorrow you come in and pay the bill and walk out, get your 10% and whatnot. So I went there this morning early, got the stuff all and loaded it up there and paid the bill. And Donna gave me a little note, make sure you get the 20% off, Dad, and this and that, you know. So I get the bill out and I looked at it and they had only taken 10% off. And I said, what about the 20% that was I saw on the sign yesterday? Oh, that ended last night, he says. Oh, I said, the sign was up there. I'll go see. So I walked back, and as I'm walking back, I'm looking at the slip, and we had gotten 9 fans, and you know, they only had 8 marked down. And I went back there, and there was no sign, you know, of 20%. And so I came back, and I see the 8, and I said, well, that's just about 20%, that one they missed, you know. We can just make that okay, you know. If I had done it yesterday, well, I'd have got the 20% anyhow. But you know, that wasn't right. They missed, and I knew they didn't charge me for that. And you know, the little devil was telling me, oh, that'd be all right. That's just left the 20%. You go ahead and do it. And so you want to be guarded. And I knew that was wrong. So I said, well, you know, I said, you know, you only charged me for 8, and there was 9 there. Oh, he says, yeah? Yeah, I says, yeah. Oh, he says, there ain't many guys like you around, he says. But, you know, the little old devil was telling me, hey, Don, that'd be all right, you know. But it isn't. So we want to have a guarded soul. Dishonesty is sin. It tells us in James, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know? So we want to guard ourselves. So that's just a little thing that happened to me right this morning, you know. Here I've been doing a little studying over here about Lucifer, and he's a prince, and he sure is. He'll come to you just when you don't think about it. So, watch. And in 2 Peter, talking about, you know, Lucifer said he will be like the Most High. And you know, those that followed him, angels too, and they were cast out. And in 2 Peter we can read that. And in chapter 2 and verse 4, we read this, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Yes, God didn't even spare the angels. And you know, he won't spare you and I either if we sin against him. We have to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And you can see on the chart here, if you look over there, and in the first circle of conscience, you'll see where they put a line down down in the bottom there to that Greek word that is Tartarus or something like that, and that means Hades. So the angels were cast out of heaven and into Hades. Then we go down in our chart, and we see over here in the eternity past, God the Father, you know. Genesis 1:1 we read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, God the Father was in eternity past. And in Isaiah 45:18, it says, for thus saith the Lord God that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it, not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Yes, God the Father was in eternity past. And in Deuteronomy 33:27, now, some of these references are on your chart and some are not. The 27th verse of the 33rd, the eternal God is thy refuge, and under are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall destroy them. Yes, he's the eternal God. God was ever in eternity past. God the Father. And then we see that God the Son was there too. And in John 1:1-3 we read, and some of these are familiar scriptures, but they're good to look them up and to read them again and again and again. John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made that was made. In the beginning was the Word. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word. He was in the beginning with God the Father. And my time is really... And in another, God the Son. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. On God the Son, let's look at John 17:5, and we see there the Word before the world was. John 17 and verse 5 and 24. Now, O Father, glorify me with thyself, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. And then the 17th verse. No, the 24th verse, excuse me, I'm getting... Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes? God the Son was with the God the Father before the foundation of the world. And also, in Genesis, leaving that, God the Son, and looking at God the Holy Ghost, in Genesis 1:2, we read, one in verse 2 says, I think, let us. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the water. So there was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The three in one. All there. In eternity past. And then we look on our chart, and in eternity past, there was an eternal purpose. And you know, God is all-knowing, He knows what's going to happen, and it's hard for us as finite people to grasp that, but He's all-knowing. And He knows what you and I are going to do, and sometimes He lets us do it, you know. And now, you know, He created man, and He knew what was going to happen, but He wanted fellowship with man. And we see the cross. Now we only got 5 minutes, so I'm not going to go into that. And it's God's foreknowledge. Well, we might just well look at the scriptures and quit when we quit, you know. Let's look at 2 Peter 1:18 and 20. And God knew that Adam and Eve were going to sin and fall. And He had a plan already in motion. 2 Peter 1:18 and 20. And this voice which came from heaven I heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day arise in your heart. Yes, God, we have a sure prophecy, and God knew what was going to happen. He knew that Adam and Eve were going to sin. So He provided the cross as a payment, the Lord Jesus Christ, for your sins and for mine. And Acts 2:22, ye men of Israel, hear these things. These words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. In eternity past, God the Father and God the Son planned a way that you and I may someday be with them in eternity future. And you look on your chart there too, you'll see that. And he planned that way, that you and I might, through the cross, through the Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross for your sins and for my sins, we might be able to stand before a holy and a righteous God and have fellowship with him. And that's why God made Adam and Eve and you and I, that he might have fellowship with him. And he desires our fellowship. He desires our fellowship today. And he also desires it in the future, in the eternity future, when we will ever be with him. And I got to stop here. There's the cross and God's grace, unmerited favor to anyone who believes. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And don't let anybody ever tell you that God goes around picking out certain ones. No. Whosoever will put their faith and trust in him can be a son and a daughter of the Lord God Almighty. Well, we didn't get too far, but you take the chart home and look it over and study. There's some more scriptures in there. And in the first dispensation, we would look at it. If you were looking at that in all the dispensations, it will man's state and his response, man's responsibility and his failure and the consequence. And we can, you can study that in them respects. You look at that in that way. And so may God help you and I that we might live a guarded life, that Satan will not have the upper hand, and that when he comes and tempts us, that we can say, like the Lord Jesus Christ said, it is written. You know, it is written. God has written many things here, and he's showing us in his word how we should live day by day. And may God help you and I to be in communion with him, in fellowship with his word, in reading it day by day, even if it's just a little bit. You know, I'm not a great reader, and I only read a little bit, you know. But I've read it. I've made it a practice over my lifetime. Do it every day. You know. So we need to do that. That Satan has a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour.